ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यं ओम शांति शांति शांति। We're going straight away to the Dhyana Shlokas. Om Kshiro Dhanvat Pradeshe Kshiro Dhanvat Pradeshe Shuchi Mani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikanam शुचि मणि विलसत सैकते मौक्तिकानां माला क्लुप्तासनस्थ स्फटिक मणि निभैर माला क्लुप्तासनस्थ स्फटिक मणि निभैर मौक्तिकैर मंडितांगः माला क्लुप्तासनस्थ स्फटिक मणि निभैर मौक्तिकैर मंडितांगः क्षीरोदन्वत् प्रदेशे शुचि मणि विलसत् सैकते मौक्तिकानां माला क्लुप्तासनस्थ स्फटिक मणि निभैर मौक्तिकैर मंडितांगः माला क्लुप्तासनस्थ स्फटिक मणि निभैर मौक्तिकैर मंडितांगः शुभ्रैर अभ्रैरदभ्रैर उपरि विरचितैर शुभ्रैर अभ्रैरदभ्रैर उपरि विरचितैर शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर् मुक्तपीयूषवर्षैः मुक्तपीयूषवर्षैः शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर् मुक्तपीयूषवर्षैः आनन्दी नः पुनीयादरि नलिन गदा शङ्खपाणिर्मुकुन्दः आनन्दी नः पुनीयादरि नलिन गदा शङ्खपाणिर्मुकुन्दः आनन्दी नः पुनीयादरि नलिन गदा शङ्खपाणिर्मुकुन्दः क्षीरोदन्वत् प्रदेशे शुचि मणि विलसत् सैकते मौक्तिकानां माला क्लुप्तासनस्थ स्फटिक मणि निभैर् मौक्तिकैर् मण्डितांगः शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर् शुभ्रैरभ्रैरुपरि विरच शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर् शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर् शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर् मुक्तपीयूषवर्षैः शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर्मुक्तपीयूषवर्षैः शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर्मुक्तपीयूषवर्षैः आनन्दीनः पुनीयादरि नलिन गदा आनन्दीनः पुनीयादरि नलिन गदा शङ्खपाणिर्मुकुन्दः आनन्दीनः पुनीयादरि नलिन गदा शङ्खपाणिर्मुकुन्दः ஆனந்தீனப் புனியாதரி நலினகதா சங்க பாணிர் முகுந்த. ஆனந்தீனப் புனியாதரி நலினகதா சங்க பாணிர் முகுந்த. So here, first you have to always look for a verb. Verb is here, puniyat. Puniyat. Puniyat means may purify. புனியாத் மே பியூரிஃபை. ஹோம் ஹூ ஷுட் பி பியூரிஃபைட் ஹோம் அப்கோர் பகவான் ஷுட் பியூரிஃபை ஹோம் நஹா நஹா புனியாத். நஹா மீன்ஸ் அஸ். மே பகவான் பியூரிஃபை அஸ். மே பகவான் பியூரிஃபை அஸ். நஹா புனியாத் means asman puniyat. Puniyat is a very interesting verb. Please note, puniyat may purify. May sanctify us. May purify us. May purify us means may Bhagavan bless us with absolute purity. So Atma does not need purification. May Bhagavan bless us with absolute mental purity. May Bhagavan purify us means may Bhagavan sanctify us means may Bhagavan bless us with absolute mental purity. Absolute mental purity means absolute peace. Absolute peace means absolute happiness. Absolute happiness means moksha, absolute freedom. So Bhagavan purify us, meaning Bhagavan bless us with happiness. Peace. So purity implies absence of impurities. May Bhagavan bless us with the resolution of all impurities. It's very interesting, very carefully you have to learn. May Bhagavan purify us means may Bhagavan help us resolve all impurities. Having all impurities resolved is being absolutely pure. How can all impurities resolve? All impurities in terms of kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya implies pain, agony also. Desire, likes and dislikes, anger, fear, anxiety, jealousy, hatred, pain, any degree of pain, agony, all these are impurities. Pain, emotional pain, suffering, sorrow, grief is also impurity. All these impurities, so anger, likes and dislike, fear, hatred, all these emotions which rise in the form of thoughts, may all of them be resolved in us. So we cannot resolve by ourselves. We cannot get enough of them. We need Bhagavan's grace to have them resolved. So having all one's emotions resolved, all impurities resolved, means having a disturbance-free mind. Therefore, having the impurities, may Bhagavan purify us means may Bhagavan bless us with resolution of all impurities. and dissolution of all impurities in the form of thoughts can be resolved only when there is jnanam. Only in the wake of the knowledge of the truth and in right vision of the truth, in right identity, when erroneous perception resolves, all wrong notions resolve, then all impurities also will resolve. Impurities will be there as long as wrong identity is there. How long will there be impurities? All impurities will be there as long as there is wrong identity. Wrong identity will be there as long as there is wrong perception of the self. Wrong perception of the self will be there as long as ignorance is. Therefore, ignorance has to be resolved in order to have the wrong perception corrected. So wrong perception has to be resolved so that all wrong notions will resolve. Wrong notions resolve means in right identity, in right vision of the truth of the self, in right identity, when wrong notions are resolved, wrong notions caused, all impurities also will resolve for good. Disease goes, all symptoms resolve. That is why Jnana Deva Kaivalyam, knowledge is the only means of having all the impurities resolved for good. Therefore, when we seek Bhagavan's grace, may Bhagavan Puniyat, actually the verb is Punati. Punati means purifies. Punati purifies. Puniyat, may purify, may sanctify. Naha Puniyat, may Bhagavan purify us, may Bhagavan sanctify us, means may Bhagavan bless us with the absolute mental purity. May Bhagavan bless us with absolute mental purity means may Bhagavan help us resolve all impurities. May Bhagavan help us resolve all impurities means may Bhagavan help us resolve the very ignorance and the ignorance born wrong notions and wrong perceptions. Thereby, so may Bhagavan bless us with the moksha. One word, you have to elaborate so much. I'm sorry to take this much time, otherwise it doesn't make any meaning. Puniyat means what? Bhagavan will come and do something, some jadu mantra, and then you will become purified or what? There's no shortcut method of becoming pure, okay? Hard work. Jnanam is the only way of becoming pure. Therefore, may Bhagavan bless us with jnanam and moksha. If jnanam is there, there's freedom from the hold of all emotions. That's the thing. In the wake of jnanam, the freedom from the hold of all impurities in the form of thoughts. And being free from the hold of all impurities, all emotions, wrong notions, is actually freedom from the hold of mind. Okay, and which is jnanam. Therefore, indirectly, whenever you ask for, oh Lord, may you purify me, we actually, may you purify us means we pray for the absolute mental purity, purification of the mind. And absolute purification of the mind is possible only when you're blessed with the knowledge of the truth of the mind, which is yourself, the self, truth. Therefore, naha Puniyat, Asman Puniyat, Bhagavan Asman Puniyat, may Bhagavan bless us with mental absolute purity. Puniyat may purify. Okay, next. We have understood Puniyat. Now, who should Puniyat? Kaha Puniyat? Bhagavan Puniyat, understand. May Bhagavan purify us. So we are the object, right? Us is the object, purifies the verb. Me Bhagavan. Bhagavan is subject. Bhagavan subject, us object, puniyat verb. Subject, object, verb is very clear. S-O-C, S-O-V is very clear. Subject, object, verb. Bhagavan, naha, within brackets, asman, puniyat. May Bhagavan purify us. Now, rest is what now? Description of Bhagavan. Which sort of Bhagavan should purify us? Who is Bhagavan? Who should purify us? The rest is description of Bhagavan. Okay, let us see now. It says, Bhagavan first we say, Anandi. First is what? Anandi. We say Mukundaha. Mukundaha, Anandi, Ari Nalina Gada Shankapanihi. Mukundaha. As director, Bhagavan Mukundaha Naha Puniyat. Take that way. Bhagavan, the word is not there. Okay, I'm adding. Mukundaha Naha Puniyat. No, Kaha Puniyat, Mukundaha Naha Puniyat. One of the names of Bhagavan is Mukundaha. Why Bhagavan is called Mukundaha? Mukuhu Ukaranta Shabda. Mukuhu means Mokshaha. Mukuhu is a synonym of the word Mokshaha. Mukum, objective case. Mukum Dadati Iti Mukundaha. Daha means Mukum Daha. Mukuvai Kodukkiravar. Mokshadaha. Mukum Daha is equal to Moksham Daha. Okay? Mukundaha, Mukum plus Daha. We get what? Mukundaha. Bestower of Moksha. Bhagavan is called Bestower of Moksha. That is why Mukundaha, Mukundaha, Mukunda. We get to invite, call Bhagavan by the name Mukunda. And Pooja Swamiji used to say, I can't stop remembering him. No? I can't. See, you have to call Bhagavan by the name exactly what you want him, want from. Swamiji used to say, if you want to buy vegetables, if you see on the roadside, of course, not in this country, of course, in India, on the roadside, vegetable vendor will be going, milk wala will be going, parwala will be going. You don't know their names, but they all give you what you want. If you want milk, you can't call the vegetable vendor. Hey, vegetable vendor, kaikarare, then he will return and see. Oh, milk wala, he'll come back. Paper wala, he'll come back. So whom you, whatever you want, you have to call that person. If you ask milk wala, he won't come and give you paper. What call paper wala, he won't give you milk. You have to call only the, you don't know the name of the person. You call him by the name, what he is selling, what you want from the person. And that person will come. Similarly, when you call Bhagavan Hare, then Bhagavan will come and take you. Hare means, oh, snatcher of all papams. Hey, Mukunda, 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 you call, and Bhagavan will come and bless you with moksha. Okay, you have to call Bhagavan by the name Mukunda only if you want moksha. It's serious about moksha. Now, why so many names? Because Bhagavan is Mukundaha. Mukum Dadati Iti Mukundaha. Then you have to call him by Mukunda is vocative. But here, Mukundaha Naha Puniyat. Bhagavan Mukundaha Naha Puniyat. Mokshadaha Bhagavan. May Bhagavan, the bestower of freedom, bestower of jnanam, by giving us jnanam, bless us with absolute purity, mental purity, which absolute peace and happiness. Okay? Mukundaha naha puniyat. Now description of Mukunda. Who is this Mukundaha Bhagavan? Who is this bestower of jnanam? First is Anandi. Bhagavan must be Anandi himself. Bhagavan Anandi. See, Nandaha means joy. Anandaha also means fullness, happiness. See, pleasure, joy and happiness. Three words can be used. But pleasure is a fraction of fullness. Joy is a higher degree of happiness. I mean pleasure. But happiness again is a fraction. See, pleasure is a fraction of fullness. Joy is a greater fraction of fullness. But still, anandaha means fullness. See, totality. We want fullness or fraction? We want fullness. Therefore, anandaha means fullness. And we'll see in Taittiriya Upanishad class, there's a differentiation. Modaha, pramodaha, anandaha. Anandaha means fullness, limitlessness, which is actually absolute happiness. So Bhagavan, who is of the nature of fullness, who is of the nature of happiness, who is of the nature of limitlessness, who is the source of all happiness. Bhagavan, as the truth, is the source of all happiness, source of all pleasures. He is of the nature of happiness. Therefore, Bhagavan is called Anandi. So, nakarantaha pullingaha anandin shabdaha. Anandi is not a feminine noun, okay? But usually we name girls as Anandi. Then, ikaranda stealing shabda, you can take it as ikaranda stealing shabda also. Anandini or Anandi. Anandi is the masculine noun. Anandini is a feminine. Anandi is adjective, actually, we name it. Happy person. Heaven is happy. One who is of the nature of happiness. One who is of the source of happiness. It means unhappy person cannot make another person happy. Bhagavan must be a source. Bhagavan is a source of happiness. Bhagavan is of the Bhagavan as the truth is of the nature of happiness and fullness. But Bhagavan is known by the term Anandi. Anandi is a nominative case. Anand, Mukundaha, who is Anandi, blesses with absolute mental purity. Sanctifies, purifies. Anandi Mukundaha, or Mukundaha, Anandi Naha Puniyat. Understood the meaning? Now this Bhagavan being the source of, Bhagavan the only source of happiness, Bhagavan alone can bless us with absolute happiness in terms of moksha, which is identical with the jnanam. Okay, next. Now who is this Anandi Mukundaha? Another description of Bhagavan. Okay. Anandi Mukundaha Anandi Naha Puniyat. Another adjective. This Mukundaha, not only Anandi, Anandi is a Swarupa Lakshanam of Bhagavan. Now, Nirguna Swarupam. Anandi is a Nirguna Swarupam of Bhagavan. Swarupam of Bhagavan. The word Anandi, it reveals Bhagavan's Nirguna Swarupam. Bhagavan is the nature of fullness, happiness. Now, Saguna Rupam is given. Next. This Mukunda, how is he personified? He has Saguna Rupam. Ari Nalina Gada Shankapanihi. Ari Nalina Gada Shankapanihi is name of the Lord. Bhagavan said, Ari Nalina Gada Shankapanihi. What does it mean? Panihi. You break it, Panihi plus Mukundaha, Panir Mukundaha. Okay. Arinalina Gada Shankha Panir Mukundaha. This Mukundaha, who essentially of the nature of fullness, Anandi, is also personified as what? Arinalina Gada Shankha Panihi is another name of the Lord. So Mukundaha 1, Anandi 2. Now third name is what? Arinalina Gada Shankha Panihi. Panihi means hand.
பாணிகி, இக்காரந்த புல்லிங்க சப்தா ஹேண்ட். பட் ஹியர் வி ஆர் நாட் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் த ஹேண்ட், பட் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் எண்டோட், ஹூ ஹேஸ் த ஹேண்ட். பாணிகி லார்ட் ஹூஸ் ஹேண்ட், ஹூ இஸ் எண்டோட் வித் த ஹேண்ட். அண்ட் ஹேண்ட், வாட் ஆல் பகவான் ஹேஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் ஹேண்ட்ஸ்? அரி. அரி இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி, ப்ளீஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், அரி இஸ் அ நக்காராந்த புல்லிங்க சப்தா, அரின்னு சப்தா. அரி மீன்ஸ் சக்கரம். ஸ்ரீ சுதர்சன சக்கரம் இஸ் மென்ட் பை த வேர்ட் அரி. பட் ஹியர் இன் காம்பவுண்ட் பிகம்ஸ் அ ஷார்ட் அரி. நாமினேட்டிவ் இட் இஸ் அரி, இன் காம்பவுண்ட் பிகம்ஸ் அரி. சக்கரம் இஸ் கால்ட் அரின், நக்காராந்த சப்தம். நாமினேட்டிவ் அரி, இன் காம்பவுண்ட் பிகம்ஸ் அரி. எனிவே அரி மீன்ஸ் சக்கரம். வை சக்கரம் இஸ் கால்ட் அரி? டூ மெனி டீடைல்ஸ். வாட் கேன் யூ டூ? ஐ ஹேவ் டு டெல் யூ ஆல் திஸ். அரஹ மீன்ஸ் ஸ்போக். Araha means spoke. If you take a wheel, chakram, you can see many arams. Araha means spoke. So that which has many spokes is called arin. Araha yasya santi saha arin. So chakram is called ari because of the, it is endowed, because chakram is endowed with many spokes. Anyway, that is different. Now let us understand the word ari as a chakram. And chakram is an, ari is the name of, chakram is Shri Sudarshana Chakram. The chakram actually symbolizes the vision of the truth. So darshanam, darshanam means a vision, clear vision of Bhagavan's Swarupam, obtaining as one's own Swarupam, is Shri Sudarshanam. Sudarshanam. The chakram. So Bhagavan is endowed with, no, no, let's not see the symbolic now. Bhagavan endowed with a chakram. Chakradhari. Ari means chakradhari. Now, ari means chakram. Now, ari. Okay, next. Nalinam. Nalinam means lotus. Nalinam, padmam, lotus. Ari, chakram. Nalinam, lotus. Gada, mace. Gada's another weapon, Bhagavan's weapon. அரி நலின கத சங்கா, சங்கபாணிஹி, சங்கா காஞ்ச். சோ சங்க சக்கர கதா தாரி. ஒன் வேர்ட் லோட்டஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஆடட். சங்க சக்கர கதா பத்மதாரி இஸ் கால்ட் அரி நலின கதா சங்கபாணிஹி. மீன்ஸ் அரிஹி, சரி, நாட் அரிஹி, அரி நளினம் கதா சங்கஹச்ச யஸ்ய பாணௌ சஹ அரி நளின கதா சங்கபாணிஹி. காட் இட்? அரி நளினம் கதா சங்கஹ பாணௌ யஸ்ய சஹ அரிநளின கதா சங்கபாணிஹி. தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் சக்கரம், சுதர்சன சக்கரம், லோட்டஸ் மேஸ் அண்ட் காஞ்ச் இன் ஹிஸ் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் த ஹேண்ட் ஹோல்டிங் தீஸ் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் த ஹேண்ட்ஸ் ஹோல்டிங் தீஸ் ஃபோர் திங்ஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் அரிநளின கதா சங்கபாணிஹி. We are not talking about the hand here. We are talking about the Bhagavan with the hand holding these four things. அரி அரீ நளினம் கதா சங்கஹ பாணௌ யஸ்ய யஸ்ய பாணௌ சஹ அரிநளின கதா சங்க பாணிஹி. And may that Bhagavan Mukunda, see Bhagavan has Sudarshana Chakram, Bhagavan can bless us with Sudarshana. Bhagavan has Shankha, Bhagavan has Gada, Bhagavan also has lotus, which means Bhagavan can even bless us with the strength to live a life of Dharma. Bhagavan can punish us when we go wrong, they correct us with his weapons whenever we go wrong, isn't it? And there Bhagavan can correct us, Bhagavan can bless us with maturity, Bhagavan can bless us with intellectual sharpness, Bhagavan can bless us with emotional stability, Bhagavan can bless us with the jnanam, because Bhagavan is well equipped to do whatever we want. Okay. Bhagavan is equipped. I remember the days, you know, when we go to shop, my mother used to go to shopping, means I go with her hanging, thinking she has lots of money, she can get me anything she want, I want. That's the belief, okay? Mother goes shopping, I go hang, we go with the mother. Children go with parents shopping. They think parents can get anything they want. Okay, they have everything. That's a belief, no? Like that, it's not a belief. The fact is, Bhagavan is well equipped. He can bless anything to show. That's why அரி நலினகதா சங்க பாணிஹி பக முகுந்தா ஆனந்தி முகுந்தா ஆனந்தி அரிநகதா சங்க பாணிஹி முகுந்தா நஹ புனியாத். காட் இட்? ஓகே. ஆனந்தீன புனியாதரி நலினகதா சங்க பாணிர் முகுந்தா. Again, we have to see this Mukundaha. How is he happy? He says one more thing. Where is he looking? Where is he? How is he again? He is, go to next first line. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe Chuchimani Vilasat Saikate. Saikatam. First, Saikate, we'll have to understand. Mauktikanam Mala Kluptaihi, sorry, Mala Klupta Asanastaha. And please understand the word Asanastaha. Take the word Asanastaha. Mukundaha is Asanastaha. Asanam, seat. Asanastaha, who is in the simhasanam? Who is in the seat? Who is sitting on the seat? Who is on the seat is asane asti, asane tishtati iti asanastaha. Asane asti, asane tishtati iti asanastaha. One who is in the seat, one is on the seat. And which sort of seat? Asanastaha. We have to say, Mala Klupta Asanastaha. Mala Klupta Asanastaha. This Mukundaha, who is Anandi, who is Ari Nalinagada Shankha Panihi, is on the seat. Who is on the seat? Sitting on the seat. Who is seated? Who is on the Simhasanam? And this seat, Simhasanam, Mala Kliptam, decked with garlands. Mala Kliptam, decked with garlands. Klipta, Kuklipta has many meanings, arranged, no, or fixed with. You can say furnished with. So many meanings are there. You can say klipta, you can say decked with. Mala klipta, decked with garlands. and garlands of what? Muktikana mala klipta asanastaha. Muktikanam mala klipta asanastaha. Mukunda is sitting on the asanam seat decked with garlands of pearls. Mauktikam means pearl. Mauktikam, pearl. Mauktikanam mala klipta asanastaha. Know why I take so much of time? We are supposed to visualize the description of Bhagavan in these verses. They are dhyana slokas. Whatever pearl you know, best of pearls you can imagine. Imagine, visualize the garlands of, the malas of pearls. And this Bhagavan seat is decked with garlands of pearls. Why? His place itself is ocean, you see. Ocean place where we get pearls. That's why mala, muktikana mala klipta asanastaha. See, don't think it's a waste of time, it's not imagination. It's called guided meditation. You do not know how to meditate on Bhagavan. So the whole attention has to be taken away from everywhere. And now you're supposed to see this description. Place the mind only in these words. Muktikam, pearl. Muktikana, malaha. Garlands of pearls. And Muktikana, malabihi, kliptam, asanam. Asane tishtati. Isn't it? One who is sitting on the asanam, which is decked with garlands of pearls. Muktikana, mala, klipta, asanastaha, mukundaha. May that Bhagavan punaha punatu. Not only that, where is the seat? He is on the seat, decked with garlands of pearls. But where is that seat? We have to say that next. Okay, so it is next said. Saikate. May Bhagavan Mukunda, who is seated on the beautifully decorated the seat, so sitting on this asanam, which is decked with garlands of pearls, and which is placed where? Saikate. See, sikatam means sand. Sikatam means sand. Also clay, called sikatam. Okay? Many sand. Saikata means made of sand or sandy. Sikatam, sand. Saikatam, sandy. Okay. There is a sandy raised area. Sandy raised area. Pradeshaha. Okay, there's a raised sandy area. Okay, there. And where is the sandy area? Bhagavan is sitting on the chair, sitting on the asanam, decked with garlands of pearls. And this chair is located where? His asanam is on the sandy, raised sandy area. And where sandy area? This is in. And how was that sandy area? Shuchi mani vilasat saikatam. Shuchi mani vilasat. That is, understand the shuchi. What sort of sandy area? Bhagavan's chair was described. Now Bhagavan, the place where Bhagavan is. That is where the chair is, isn't it? See, raised sandy area. And that raised sandy area also is what now? Vilasat, shining with the shuchi mani. Manihi means ratnam gem, precious gem. Shuchi means pure shining gems. The raised sandy area which is shining with the raised sand area, which is shining with the pure gems. Shuchi Mani Vilasat. Vilasati shines. Vilasat shining. So Saikatam, a sandy area which is shining Vilasati. Katam Shuchi Mani Bihi. The pure shining gems. The raised area, sandy area, shining with the pure gems is called what? Shuchi Mani Vilasat Saikatam. The Shuchi Mani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikana Mala Klupta Asanastaha Mukundaha. Is it clear now? You had to say description of Bhagavan's seat, description of the place, the raised sandy area where the seat is, asanam is. Now, where is this sandy area? Kshirodanvat Pradeshe. Kshiram, milk. Udakam means water. Okay. But Kshira Udanvat means ocean. Kshira Udanvat. Udanvan. Udakavan means ocean. Udakavan means ocean. Udakam means water. Udakavat. Udakavan means ocean. The one who has water is Udakavat. But here not ordinary Udakam. Milk itself is the Kshira Udakam. Kshirodakam means milk. Kshira Udakavat. Kshirodanvat. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe means in the milk ocean. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe Saikate Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Moktikana Mala Klipta Asanastaha Mukundaha Naha Puniyat. You have to visualize milk ocean first because it is guided meditation. Before starting Vishwam Hetkaro, before starting to chant those verses, first you have to learn to visualize Bhagavan. You have to visualize the milk ocean first. The mind sees only milk ocean. See the milk ocean now itself. Visualize. Just imagine. Milk ocean. And the milk ocean, there is a, imagine, saikatam. No, okay, saikatam means just saikate. Means sandy area. It is raised. How, why is it raised? Because it must be raised. Because it be Bhagavan, but otherwise, no, it's all implied. Raised sandy area. And which is, the raised sandy area also shining with pure gems. Shuchi Mani Vilasat Saikatam. Sukshirodanvat Pradeshe Shuchi Mani Vilasat Saikate. Now next visualize, first see milk ocean, then see a raised sandy area shining with the pure gems. I visualized? Okay. Then you see the chair, nice simhasanam. You must be very creative. You can create Bhagavan's own seat, nicely decorated with lots of garlands of pearls. Mauktikana mala klipta asanam. So first Kshirodanvat Pradesha, then Shuchimani Vilasat Saikatam, then Mauktikana Mala Klipta Asanam. Have you seen three? Have you visualized three or not? Ocean, then the sandy hill, then sandy hill with all pure gems, shining with pure gems, then beautifully decorated chair with the garlands of pearls. And in this seat, this is where Bhagavan is. Bhagavan kutra tishtati kshirodanvat pradeshe chuchimani vilasat saikate mauktikana mala klupta asanastha asane Bhagavan tishtati. Okay, Bhagavan kutra tishtati kshirodanvat pradeshe Shuchi Mani Vilasat Saikate மௌக்திகானாம் மாலா கிளப்த ஆசனே திஷ்டதி இதி க்ஷீரோதன்வத் பிரதேசே சுச்சி மணி விலசத் சைகதே மௌக்திகானாம். Actually, we had not, we can't break it. We had to bring it together. That's why if you don't know the meaning, you had to break it. Mauktikanam, no pause. Okay? Kshirodanvat pradeshe shuchimani vilasat saikate mauktikanam ala kriptasanastha spatikamani nibhair mauktikair manditangaha. Next. This Bhagavan's, where Bhagavan's seat we have understood. Bhagavan is seated on the seat. Bhagavan is sitting on the seat decked with garlands of beautiful pearls. And the chair is located on a sandy hill shining with the pure gems. And the sandy hill is located in the milk ocean. How is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is also Mandita Angaha. Anga, Angani, Manditani. Yes, yes. Manditangaha, the one whose limbs are decorated, mandit, mandayati, verb, mandita, decorated. Mandita is equal to alankrita, past passive participle. Alankrita, mandita, alankrita, decked, decorated. Ornamented, mandita angaha. Mandita Angaha means Yasya Angani Manditani Saha Mandita Angaha. Not only one particular limb, all the limbs, hands, head, you know, Bhagavan has a kritam and Bhagavan has a, that is, that's, we should see Bhagavatam comes very beautifully. Now we don't go into details. Bhagavan says Mandita Angaha, Mandita Angaha. Mandita. Adorned. Decorated. Beautified. Okay. Manditani Angani Yasya. The one whose limbs have, limbs, all limbs are decorated. Mandita Angaha. One whose Manditangaha, Bhagavan is the one whose limbs are decorated with what? Spatika Mani Nibhaihi Moktikaihi. Bhagavan whose limbs are also decorated with pearls which are shining like spatikam, which are clear crystal, clear like crystal. Nibha means like. Spatikam means, spatika mani means crystal bead or crystal. Spatika means crystal. Spatika mani also crystal only. And nibha means, Nibha means like. Mauktikam, pearl. Bhagavan's limbs are decked with pearls which are clear like, which are clear, shining like crystal. So Bhagavan is called Spatika Maninibaihi Mauktikaihi Manditangaha. The Bhagavan is decked with the pearls only. All pearls. Because Samudra Vasi, you see, he can get free everything. Mauktikaihi Manditangaha. I never saw, we only think of other gems. Beautiful. Only one world where Bhagavan is completely described as the one who is decked with all pearls. Mauktikaihi Manditangaha. One who is decked, adorned with the pearls, which are like the, which are shining, is implied, which are like the clear crystals. Spatika Mani Nibhaha Mauktikaha. ஸ்பட்டிக்க மணிநிபைஹி மௌக்திகைஹி மண்டிதாங்க. ஸ்பட்டிக்க மணினி பகவான்ஸ் பேர்ல்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் ஹியர். ஸ்பட்டிக்க மணிநிபைஹி மௌக்திகைஹி மண்டிதாங்க பகவான் முகுந்தா. பகவான் ஹூஸ் லிம்ஸ் ஆர் டெக்கர்ட் வித் பேர்ல்ஸ் விச் ஆர் லைக் தி ஆர் கிளியர் லைக் ஷைனிங் லைக் கிறிஸ்டல். Why not diamond, you may ask? Because crystal stands for the purity, clarity. Okay, pearls are clear and pure, like crystal. I mean the defect-free pearls. Crystal has no defect, no ray, no break, no... Even the tiniest, the thinnest, any... If you see the scratch, you will make out. That's where crystal is very clear. Bhagavan is the one whose limbs are adorned with the pearls which are clear and bright like crystal. Spatika maninibhair mauktikaihi manditangaha mukundaha naha புனியாத் க்ஷீரோதன்வத் பிரதேசே சுச்சிமணி விலசத் சைகதே மௌக்திகானாம் மாலா க்ளுப்தாசனஸ்தா முகுந்தா நஹா புனாது. Let's go one by one now. How many adjectives we'll check? We finished everything, okay? க்ஷீரோதன்வத் பிரதேசே சுச்சிமணி விலசத் சைகதே மௌக்திகானா மாலா க்ளிப்தாசனஸ்தா முகுந்தா நஹா புனாது. நம்பர் ஒன் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் இஸ் ஓவர். நம்பர் டூ அப்ஜெக்டிவ், ஸ்பட்டிக மணிநிபைஹி மௌக்திகைஹி மண்டிதாங்கா முகுந்தா நஹா புனாது. அப்ஜெக்டிவ் நம்பர் டூ. ஷுப் நௌ வி ஹேட் கோட் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன். சுப்ரைஹி அப்ரைஹி அதப்ரைஹி உபரி விரச்சிதைஹி முக்த பியூஷ வர்ஷைஹி ஆனந்தி. ஓகே, சுப்ரைரப்ரைரதப்ரைருபரி விரச்சிதைர் முக்த பியூஷ வர்ஷைஹி. சுப்ரம் அப்ரம். அப்ரம் மீன்ஸ் கிளவுட். Abhram means cloud. Shubhram Abhram means pure cloud. Pure cloud. And not one cloud, many clouds. Shubhraihi Abhraihi. Shubhraihi Abhraihi. Third case. Then Ardh. Shubhrai Rabhrai Adabhraihi. Adabhra. Adabhra means in plenty. Adabhra. Adabhra means plentiful. Know every word and I can tell you what it is. Okay. Adabhra. Also can say adabhra also strong, heavy, plentiful. Okay, so shubhram, you know, abhram, you know, adabhram also, you know. Okay, adabhra. Shubhrair abhrair adabhrair upari. Shubhrair abhrair adabhrair upari. Shubhraihi abhraihi adabhraihi. அதப்ரைஹி உபரி விரச்சிதைஹி. உபரி விரச்சி, உபரி மீன்ஸ் அபவ். சுப்ரம் அப்ரம் அதப்ரம் தென் நவ் உபரி விரச்சிதம். உபரி அபவ் விரச்சிதம் ஷவர்டு ரெயின்ட் ஷவர்டு. The word விரச்சிதம் has different meanings.
I missed the word சுப்ரம். What is சுப்ரம்?
Pardon?
Shubhram is what? I forget. I didn't get that.
Shubhra means pure, Dhanama.
Thank you.
See, the word Shubhra, adjective, no? Yeah. Shubhra means white. Shubhra means bright. Shubhra means clear.
Okay.
Shubhra means pure also, pure. Shubhra means shining, different context meanings are there. Beautiful also you can say. But the word Shubhra here means clear.
Clear,
no, the pure, clear
cloud. Plentiful.
Yeah. It's beautiful also. Okay, the different context it gives me is, most the word Shubhra also means white. But here you can say pure and beautiful. Shubhra. Abhram means cloud. Adabhram means plentiful, strong, heavy. Okay. Shubhram, now all third case plural. Shubhraihi, abhraihi, adabhraihi. Adjectives for what? Now, okay, one more adjective we have. Upari virachita. Upari above. Upari above. Now, I came to this word virachita. See, virachita also is a participle which has many meanings. So, virachita literally has so many meanings. It means written, inlaid, set, composed. So many meanings are there. Arranged. So many meanings are there. Okay. What's his meaning? So Shubhraihi, Abhraihi, Adabhraihi, Upari Virachitaihi. Set. Take a set here. We take a set. Mukta. Mukta released. Mukta released. Piyosham nectar. Piyosham nectar. Then we have Varsha. Varsha rain. Okay. The word Varsha also means year, isn't it? But here it takes rain. Varsha rain. Now, if we take it, there's a rain of nectar. Released by the clouds. Which sort of clouds? Pure, beautiful clouds, which are strong, pure, beautiful, strong clouds. And by those clouds, set above, okay, the rain of nectar was released. Now, how it's all literal meaning, okay? Shubhraihi, abhraihi, adabhraihi, upari virachitaihi, mukta piyusha varshaihi, anandi. Bhagavan is of the nature of happiness. That's why I told you first, it's already the meaning. Bhagavan is the nature of happiness, I said. But here, Bhagavan is happy. How? Because he is always, he has the shower. Now, because of the shower of nectar released by the clouds set above, pure, strong clouds set above. That's the meaning. Bhagavan is happy because of the rain of nectar released by the beautiful, strong, pure clouds sit above. Is it clear now?
What is the word for strong?
Adabra.
But that is in plenty.
Yeah.
Adabra is in plenty.
I said it has two meanings. I want to give all the meanings. Plentiful is another meaning. Strong is also another meaning. Heavy, strong. Two meanings are there.
Okay.
You take the word strong. Adabra means strong.
Okay,
description of clouds. How are the clouds? What are the clouds here? No, Abra. The cloud. The clouds are, how are the clouds? They're strong. And they're also pure and beautiful. By these pure, beautiful, strong clouds, set above, upari virachitaihi. Upari virachitaha abraha. Okay? They set above. And by these clouds which are set above, beautiful, pure clouds set above, strong clouds, there is released. What is released? Here, Amrita Varsha, Piyusha Varsha, rain of nectar. Because of the rain of nectar released by beautiful, pure, strong clouds set above, Bhagwan is happy. Anandi. Literal meaning, take it as literal meaning. You have to imagine that Bhagwan is, now you can imagine this, Bhagwan is in the ocean, there's open air, nothing is covering him above. It's always Bhagwan is showering with, Bhagwan is always reveling in his own Swarupma fullness. What is implied is, Bhagwan is ever reveling in the vision of fullness. Bhagwan is reveling in one's own Swarupam. That is, to make us understand that, it's this, Bhagwan is always enjoying the reign of listen to me. See, it's a symbolic, okay? Bhagavan is always having the shower of nectar. You one drop of nectar will make you so happy. Means always shower of nectar. Piyusha Varsha. So, Piyusha Varshaihi, because of the shower of nectar, Bhagavan is happy. And the Piyusha is released by the clouds set above. Upari virachitaihi mukta piyusha varshaihi anandi. Bhagwan is happy, always enjoying the shower of nectar released by the clouds set above. And those clouds which are beautiful, pure and strong. Clouds set above. Is it clear? You have to imagine so much. So for visualization, you can have your own description. That is why all our calendars, all our pictures, you see on that, you see, how describe? It's all picture. Now, what is next adjective? Now, third adjective. So, first is, Kshirodhanvat Pradeshe, Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Moktikana Mala Kluptasanastaha Mukundaha Nahapuniyat. Number one adjective. Second, Spatika Maninibaihi Moktikaihi Manditangaha Mukundaha Nahapuniyat. Third adjective, Shubhaihi Abraihi Adabraihi Uparivirachitaihi Muktapiyusha Varshaihi Anandi Mukundaha Nahapuniyat. Third adjective. Fourth adjective. Ari nalina gada shankhapanihi mukundaha naha puniyat. There are four adjectives for Mukunda. Is it clear? May Bhagavan Mukundaha purify us. The prayer is most important word is what? Naha puniyat. The rest are, we are only pleasing Bhagavan. It is for us to visualize. Dhyana shloka means even now. Hereafter, before doing Vishu Sahasranama Parayanam, you must, when you chant this verse, you must visualize. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikana Mala Kliptasanastas Spatika Mani Nibair Mauktikair Manditanga. By now, you must have visualized the whole ocean, Bhagavan's seat, everything must have visualized. Then see Bhagavan also decked with nice crystal clear bee pearls. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikana Mala Kliptasanastas Patika Mani Nibhair Mauktikair Manditangaha. You cannot break anywhere. Okay, the meaning will be breaking. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikanam Mala Kliptasanastas Patika Mani Nibhair Mauktikair Manditangah Shubhrairabhrairadabhrair Upari Virachitair Mukta Piyusha Varshairanandi Shubhrairabhrairadabhrairupari virachitair mukta piyusha varshairanandi Nav puniyadari nalina gada shankhapanir mukundaha. If at all you want to have pass, you can have pass only before Shubhrahi. Okay? This is how you have to chant to get Ranandi. Break, no sandhi here. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikana Mala Kliptasanastas Patika Mani Nibhair Mauktikair Manditangaha Shubhrairabhrairadabhrair Upari Virachitair Mukta Piyusha Varshairanandi Nav Puniyadari Nalina Gada Shankhapanir Mukundaha Kshirodanvat Pradeshe Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikana Mala Kliptasanastas Patika Mani Nibhair Mauktikair Manditangaha Shubhrairabhrairadabhrair Upari Virachitair Mukta Piyusha Varshairanandi Nav Puniyadari Nalina Gada Shankhapanir Mukundaha. Is it clear? Okay. See,
what is the word for hill? You said sandy hill.
No.
There is word for sand.
Yeah. No. Saikatam means sandy. Sikatam, sand.
Okay.
But sandy, it implies raised place. Raised area. Okay. Saikatam itself implies. Saikatha means raised, sandy. But sandy area must be raised above the water. Or how can Bhagavan be there? Bhagavan's seat can be there. Okay? It's all implied. It's all Vyas Bhagavan's, imagination, sir. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe. Have passed there. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikana Mala Kliptasanastas Patika Mani Nibhair Mauktikair Manditangaha. No break until then. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikana Mala Kliptasanastas Patika Mani Nibhair Mauktikair Manditangaha Shubhrairabhrairadabhrair Upari Virachitair Mukta Piyusha Varshairanandi Puniyat Anandi Nav puniyadari nalina gada shankha panir mukundaha Shubhrairabhrairadabhrairupari virachitair mukta piyusha varshairanandi Nav puniyadari nalina gada shankha panir mukundaha Okay, this is one description. Next verse we'll read, the meaning we'll see next class. Okay, if you don't have time. Next is also beautiful meaning. First you describe, you see Bhagavan visualized like this as described in the first verse. Second Dhyana Sloka actually shows, see the whole cosmos is Bhagavan. How Bhagavan, now you personify Bhagavan. And see each part of Bhagavan as everything in the universe. First, bhuv padau, yasya nabhir, viyadasura nilas chandra, suryau cha netre. Bhuv padau yasya nabhir viyadasura nilas chandra suryau cha netre. Learn to chant correctly first. Bhuv padau yasya nabhir viyadasura nilas chandra suryau cha netre. I'll give you the complete meaning translation again. I dictate, you can write notes next class. Okay? The whole thing together, put together. Bhuv padau yasya nabhir viyadasura nilas chandra suryau cha netre. Bhuv padau yasya nabhir viyadasura nilas chandra suryau cha netre. Karnavasa shirodhyaur mukhamapi dahano yasya vasteyamabdhihi 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 Antastham yasya vishwam sura narakhaga go bhogi gandharva daityaihi sura narakhaga go bhogi gandharva daityaihi Sura nara khaga go bhogi gandharva daityaihi Bhuv padau yasya nabhir viyada sura nilas chandra suryau cha netre Karnavasa shirodhyaur mukhamapi dahano yasya vasteyamabdhihi Antastham yasya vishwam sura narakhaga go bhogi gandharva daityaihi Sura narakhaga go bhogi gandharva daityaihi Chitram ramramyate Tam tribhuvana vapusham vishnumisham namami Chitram ramramyate తం త్రిభువన వపుషం చిత్రం రం రమ్యతే తం త్రిభువన వపుషం విష్ణుమీశం నమామి భోః పాదౌ యస్య నాభిర్వియద సుర నిలశ్చంద్ర సూర్యౌ చ నేత్రే కర్ణావాసా శిరోద్యౌర్ముఖమపి దహనో యస్య వాస్తేయమబ్ధిః అంతస్థం యస్య విశ్వం సురనరఖగగోభోగి గంధర్వదైత్యైః చిత్రం రం రమ్యతే తం త్రిభువన వపుషం విష్ణుమీశం నమామి. సో నమామి ఇస్ ద వర్బ్. దేర్ పునియాత్ థర్డ్ పర్సన్ వర్బ్ వాజ్ యూస్డ్ మే ప్యూరిఫై, బట్ హియర్ నమామి ఐ సల్యూట్ ఐ బౌ టు ఐ బౌ అహం నమామి. So whom do I bow to? Vishnum Isham Namami. Isham Ishaha Lord. Isham objective case. Aham Isham Namami. I bow to the Lord, the ruler of the universe. I bow to the Lord, the ruler of the universe, the ruler. Isham Namami. Aham Isham Namami. Who is this Lord? All adjectives, beautiful adjectives. Vishnum Isham, Vishnum Namami. I bow to the Lord, the ruler of the universe, who is all pervasive. Vishnu, all pervasive. All pervasive means how? Not only that, Tribhuvana Vapusham. Vapuhu, body. One body. One whose body is all three worlds. All three worlds form the body of Bhagavan, form of Bhagavan. One who is of the form of three worlds. I bow to the all-pervasive Lord who is of the form of three worlds. Tribhuvana Vapuhu, Vapush means the one who is of, Vapuhu means body or form. And Tribhuvana Vapuhu means one, not the body here, the person, the one who is of the form of three worlds. One who is in the form of three worlds, one who has three worlds as his form or the body. Yasya Vapuhu Trini Bhuvanani. Trini Bhuvanani Yasya Vapuhu. The one whose body is in the form of three worlds. He is Tribhuvana Vapuhu. Vapuhu, Shakaranta Shabda, therefore Vapusham, objective case. Tribhuvana Vapusham, objective. Vishnum Isham Namami. So Vishnuhu, adjective number one for Isha, the Lord. Then Tribhuvana Vapushaha, second adjective. I bow to the Lord Vishnu, all-pervasive Lord, who is of the form of three worlds, who is in the form of three worlds, who has three worlds as his body, as his form. Don't go in such a Bhagavan's form, okay? All three worlds constitute Bhagavan's body or form. So, Tribhuvana Vapusham, విష్ణుం ఈశం నమామి. ఓకే, తం హిమ్ ఐ బౌ టు దాట్ లార్డ్, నాట్ దిస్ లార్డ్ హూ ఇస్ సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ మై పూజారం లిటిల్ బిట్. ఐ సీ దట్ లార్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ టైన్ లిటిల్ ఫార్మ్, లడ్డు గోపాల్, ఓకే, హూస్ క్రాలింగ్ ఇన్ యువర్ స్మాల్ పూజారూమ్. So I see that Bhagavan who is of the form of three worlds, who is in the form of three worlds, who has three worlds as his body, who is all pervasive, that Lord I bow to. Tam Tribhuvana Vapusham Vishnum Isham Namami. Then come to the first again. Why Tibhuna Pushaha? Where are his feet? Padau. Bhagavan's feet are the bhuhu. Yasya padau bhuhu. Bhuhu means earth. Earth is the 2 feet of Bhagavan. Yasya padau bhuhu. I bow to that Bhagavan who has 3 worlds as his body, who is of the form of 3 worlds. No, whose feet are the earth. Okay, the earth we see is Bhagavan's feet. See Bhagavan's feet. Called personification of Bhagavan. Feet are in the form of the earth. Earth is the feet of Bhagavan. Bhuhu pado yasya. No, nabihi navel is viyat. Viyat means space. Bhagavan's nabihi is the space. Bhagavan's nabi means stomach. Bhagavan's stomach is the space. Viyat. Then asuhu, break it. Viyat plus asuhu, viyadasuhu. Please be careful. Viyat means space. What is viyat? Space is, earth is Bhagavan's feet. And space is Bhagavan's stomach, navel, abdomen, stomach. Then asuhu, Bhagavan's breath, Bhagavan's breathing. Asuhu means breath, much. Bhagavan's asuhu, breath is anilaha, air. Bhagavan's breath is the air. What is air element? Bhagavan's breath. Don't go and search for Bhagavan. Air, which is all everywhere, air element is Bhagavan's breath. Space is Bhagavan's stomach, navel, nabihi. Earth is Bhagavan's feet. Yasya padau bhuhu, yasya nabihi viyat. Yasya asuhu anilaha. Anilaha air. Then, yasya netre cha and netre. Yasya netre whose 2 eyes are sun and the moon. Chandra suryau. Chandraha moon. Suryaha sun. Yasya netre chandra suryau. Moon and sun. Bhagavan's eyes are in the form of sun and the moon. The moon and the sun. Chandra suryau cha netre. Yasya should go with everything. Yasya padau bhuhu. Yasya nabihi yat. Yasya asuhu anilaha. Yasya netre chandra suryau. Karnau. Shiraha dyauhu. I'll tell you one by one. Karnau, break it. Karna vasha shiro dyaur mukhamapi dahano yasya vasteyam abdhihi. Now, Bhagavan's 2 ears, Karnau, 2 ears are Karnavasa Shiro Dyaur. Bhagavan's ears are, all directions. Karnau. Way to break it. Shiro Dyauhu. Shiraha head is Dyauhu. Shiraha Dyauhu. Shiro Dyauhu. Shiraha Dyauhu. Shiro Dyauhu. Shiraha head is the heaven. Dyauhu means heaven. means head, Bhagavan's head symbolizes all higher worlds. All the higher worlds, including heaven. All higher worlds, including heaven, is what? Dyauhu means heaven. Heaven stands for all higher worlds. Bhagavan's head is all the world above or Bhagavan's head. Karna vasa shiro dyaur mukham api dahano. Mukham, Bhagavan's, come to the Karna later on, come to the point. Mukham api dahanaha. Bhagavan's mouth is the fire. Fire element is Bhagavan's mouth. That is why we offer oblation to the fire. Understand? Fire is Bhagavan's mouth. Yasya vasteyam abdihi. Abdihi ocean. Up means water. Up means water. And the up plus the abdhi. Abdhihi means ocean. Abdhihi ocean. Vasteyam, whose abode. Vasteya means abode. A place, a dwelling. Whose place, dwelling is ocean. Yasya vasteyam abdihi. Yasya mukham api dahanaha fire. Whose head is heaven. Whose ears are like directions. I do wicked bit. Karnau. Asa, Karnavasa. Why Asa comes? That's why I waited. Why Asa comes? I'll explain. Shiro Jaur Mukhamapi Dahano. Directions. Bhagavan's 2 ears are directions. Bhagavan's mouth is. The fire is Bhagavan's mouth. Directions are Bhagavan's ears. Bhagavan's abode is abdi, ocean, water. Okay. Karnavasa shiro dyaur. Shiraha dyaur. Shiro dyaur. Shiraha. Shiras plus dyaur. Shiro dyaur. Shiraha becomes shiro dyauhu. Dyauhu becomes dyaur. Dyauhu means heaven. Mukham, mouth. Api dahanaha, fire. Yasya. Vasteyam. Vasteyam, an abode, dwelling place. Abdihi, ocean. Okay. Everything has come. You can see. Padav. Nabihi. Asuhu. Netra. Netre. Karnau. Mukham. Then Vasteyam. This all. Bhagavan's feet are the earth. Bhagavan's stomach is the space. In navel. Bhagavan's breath is in the form of air. Bhagavan's eyes are moon and sun. Directions are Bhagavan's 2 ears. Heaven is Bhagavan's head. Bhagavan's head is the form of heaven. And Bhagavan's mouth is, the fire is Bhagavan's mouth. And Vosh is Bhagavan's abode. Okay. Antaha. Okay. Antastam yasya vishwam. See, yasya antastam vishwam. Yasya ante tishtati iti antastam. Inside of whom is the universe? Inside of who is the entire universe? Like the inside which is the entire ocean. antastam, water can be said to be antastam samudram. Jalam is antastam samudram. What does it mean? The water in which the entire ocean is. Like the exists. Similarly, Bhagavan is your truth in whom the entire universe exists. Yasya antastam vishvam. Inside of whom the entire universe exists. Literal translation is, inside of whom the entire universe exists. Yasya antaha vishvam tishtati. Saha antastham vishvaha. Okay. Antastham vishvam means the one in whom the universe exists. Inside whom. Which means universe does not exist outside of Bhagavan. Universe does not exist outside of Bhagavan means universe is non-separate from Bhagavan. Universe is non-different from Bhagavan. Just as ocean is non-separate from the water, ocean is inseparable from water. Ocean is non-different from water. So here, ocean is non-different from water. Okay, but water is distinct from the ocean. Similarly, Bhagavan as the truth is distinct from the universe, but not distant from the universe. The whole universe exists in Bhagavan. So, yasya antastham vishvam. Inside of whom the universe exists. And this universe of what? Sura, nara, khaga, go, bhogi, gandharva, daityaihi. Chitram, it's so beautiful. It's a beautiful Bhagavan Swami, so beautiful. Chitram means so beautiful, wonderful. Why? Inside of whom the whole universe enjoys exists. Nothing is outside of Bhagavan. Because we can see one by one. Sura. First, Devas. Suraha, Devas. Then, Nara, human beings. All celestials exist in Bhagavan. All human, Nara means, Nara words stand for human beings. So, exist in Bhagavan. Khaga means birds. Sura, Nara, Khaga. Sura, celestial beings. Nara, human beings, khaga, birds, sura, nara, khaga, go, bhogi, sura, nara, khaga, bho, go, bhogi, gandharvadai, teihi. Even, go, bhogi, go means cow. Go bogi, go literally means cow. Okay. Go cow. Go bogi. Bogi snake. Actually, snake is also called, I told you many times, bhujangaha. Bhujangaha, because bhujena gachati iti bhujangaha. Urasa gachati iti uragaha. You know? And go literally means, separately means cow. And bogi also means, you know, bogin literally means the one who enjoys. So, go bogi. Bogi also means snake. To understand, be careful. The word bogi means, so many words are there for the word bogi. One meaning is the snake, serpent is bogi. Okay. Go cow. Bogi, serpent. Now, singular is given, you have taken as plural, okay? All the birds. Now, you can say all cows, other cows and all other animals. The all reptiles. No, it meant by one word, bhogi, the snake. Then Gandharvaha, again, type of celestials, the musicians, heavenly musicians. Then Daityaha, demons. Nothing is outside of Bhagavan. So go, we can say Sura, Nara, Khaga, Go, Bhogi, Gandharva, Daityaha. So one word goes after all animals in general, and all reptiles are meant by the word bogi, which is a snake, a serpent. Okay. Then Gandharva, Daityaha, Gandharvaha, celestial musicians, and type of celestials. Then you can say, Daityaha, demons. All of them constitute, all of them form the Vishwam. All of them are part of the Vishwam. And all these beings, the universe of all these beings exist in whom? Yasya antastham sura nara khaga gobhogi gandharva daityehi vishwam. The universe of all these beings exist in whom? Chitram. Chitram is what? It's a wonderful. Chitram is wonderful. So wonder. Chitram means wonder also. Chitram simply means picture, isn't it? But chitram literally means a picture. But it is Bhagavan Swami's not one form. Understand? The why won't Bhagavan form? Chitram also means one meaning is wonder and wonderful. Another meaning is it is innumerably diversified, countlessly various, manifold. The word chitram means Bhagavan's, the whole, the Bhagavan's form is what? The one who is of manifold, innumerable, diversified, various forms. Bhagavan is the one in whom the entire universe with varieties of beings, in manifold, various, diversified beings, with beings. That world of diversified, various, innumerable, countless forms, names and functions, all of them actually exist in Bhagavan. Yasya antastham chitram vishwam. Okay. Diversified world with all these varieties of various beings. Nasura, nara, kaga, gobhogi, gandharva, daityaihi, with all these beings. The world of diverse with various world exists in Bhagavan. Antastham yasya vishwam sura nara khaga gobhogi gandharva daityaihi chitram. Answer one word, okay? Ramyate. Okay? Ramyate. Interesting. Okay. Ram is the root, which means revels. Ram ramyate. Chitram ram ramyate. Chitram ram ramyate. Tam tribhuvana vapusham vishnamisham namami. That is a very beautiful explanation I have to give. I will see you next class, okay? I had some urgent work. I had to leave now. I'll conclude. I'll do this verse again next class. the second verse, again I'll talk to you next week. Okay. Bhuv padam yasya nabhir viyad sura nilas chandra suryam chanetre. You must see everything. First, see the earth. See this earth as Bhagawan's feet. See Bhagawan's navel as the space. Everything you have to see. See every element as Bhagawan. Mind must stay in earth. Mind must stay in space. Mind must go to directions. Mind must go to, you know, sun and moon. Mind must go to everything like this. Fire. Mind, you place attention there in everything. That's what is visualizing. Dhyanam. Bhuv padam yasya nabhir viyad sura nilas chandra suryau cha netre karna vasa shiro dyaur mukham api dahano yasya vasteyam abdhihi antastham yasya vishvam sura nara khaga go bhogi gandharva daityaihi chitram ram ram yate tam tribhuvana vapusham vishnumisham namami kshirodan vat pradeshe shuchimani vilasat saikate mauktikanam mala kluptasanastha sphatikamani nibhair mauktikair manditangah शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर्मुक्तपीयूषवर्षैः आनन्दीनः पुनीयादरिनलिनगदा शङ्खपाणिर्मुकुन्दः भूः पादौ यस्य नाभिर्वियदसुरनिलश्चन्द्रसूर्यौ च नेत्रे कर्णावासा शिरो द्यौर्मुखमपि दहनो यस्य वास्तेयमब्धिः अन्तस्थम् यस्य विश्वम् सुरनरखगगोभोगिगन्धर्वदैत्यैः चित्रम् रं रम्यते तम् त्रिभुवन वपुषम् विष्णुमीशम् नमामि. I'll also dictate the full meaning together in English next week together. Now I have told you how to understand every meaning. Next verse is also a beautiful verse. So we'll see next class. Okay. I had to go to Manchester to go. Leave now. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.